It's going to be a fun one tonight. There's a lot cooking in the NFL. Here is a longtime NFLer. You see him on FS1. He joins us weekly. Marcellus Wiley back on Overdrive. What do you expect out of your Bills tonight, Marcellus?
I expect them to slow down Derrick Henry and come out of there with a victory. A lot of broken tables, a lot of broken beer bottles, and a lot of fun. But the Buffalo Bills are obviously a for real team. You watch them respond from their week one appearance against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Them in Baltimore look like the cream of the AFC. I would put my L.A. Chargers up in there, but obviously we watched football yesterday, and that changed what we think of them. But Buffalo's for real on both sides of the ball. Top 10 offense, top 10 defense, and the MVP candidate in their quarterback, Josh Allen. So I expect them to have a lot of fun out there, act crazy as the Buffalo Bills fans do, and come out with a dub.
Marcellus, what'd you think of Russ Wilson's routine last night? It was pretty interesting. Was that for attention? I don't know what that was. What did you make of it?
You know what? I've played with guys like that before, and
okay,
I have to fully respect those guys. I was a good player. I had great moments, but I wasn't a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer like Russell Wilson. And you know what's interesting about those guys? Not only do they play different, but they do things differently, and you got to respect it. So we always talk about mental reps, right? A guy's out, next man up, and you sit there on the sidelines and get your mental reps. Well, this is what mental reps actually look like in full demonstration. Russell Wilson knows the old adage that every player has heard from their strength and conditioning coach. It takes forever to get into shape and no time to get out of shape. That's physically and mentally. It's crazy. Have you guys ever had a long weekend from doing a job, from hosting a show? You come back in after that long weekend, and on that Tuesday, you're just kind of flubbing over the words a little bit here and there. You're kind of like out of sync, whatever that may be. Russell Wilson is smart enough, genius enough, great enough to realize, I don't want to fall out of sync with my craft. So as much as it's going to be for public ridicule, I actually respect him going out there and saying, hey, look, I'm not playing physically, but mentally I'm staying sharp.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Tell him what you really think.
I think it's
Hayes.
A hero play, personally, and I think him being out there for the coin toss is heroic. I mean, he's in a tracksuit. He's on the IR. Why is he out there taking the toss?
Yeah, it's wild. Look, I get it. Look, when I saw him go out for the coin toss, I had to eat my own hand, too, and put my hand on my face. Like, golly, how corny can you be? Like, what is going on? But it's so crazy. We're all just well-conditioned beings. Like, your brain doesn't know right from wrong. It just knows what it's been trained to do in response. So it's the same in sports. We're all well-conditioned athletes, whether you're highly conditioned or you're poorly conditioned. You're conditioned. And Russell doesn't want to lose a step mentally or physically because he's out of position. He's out of his sorts. He's out of sync by his routine. So I get it. It's a difficult choice to make because I think I'm too cool for school and I wouldn't do it myself. But I think that's what separates good from great, man, and I got to give him some props for that.
With Marcellus Wiley. Well, segue into another, you know, all-time great quarterback, future Hall of Famer, first ballot number retired, that would be Aaron Rodgers. He is 22-5 lifetime in the regular season against the Bears and 1-0 lifetime in the playoffs against the Bears. That would indicate to me he owns them. Figuratively speaking, he owns the Bears, and he went on the record yesterday after scoring that touchdown late in the fourth and taunting Bears fans, which I guess is not worthy of a taunting penalty because he didn't taunt the team directly. What do you make of the comments from Rodgers after his touchdown saying he owns the Chicago Bears?
I love it, man. I love it. You know, it took me back to those days of Richard Sherman with Aaron Andrews on the field and Michael Crabtree, and he's like, don't send no mediocre receiver after me. And I remember the reaction. Everyone was like, oh, my God. I was like, yeah, this is what happens when you put a microphone in the lion's den. You actually get to hear how the lions sound. And they don't go meow. They go roar. And I'm glad that sometimes fans get to hear the roar. Boy, it's some disrespect going on when you play pro football. And because the NFL is such a big property and such a big brand, they have to clean a lot of that up. And it's funny, if you ever watch a game, you see the guy, usually an older gentleman with a big old boom mic, and he's sitting on the sideline capturing all that sound. And 99% of that sound is not used because they filter it and realize, oh, we can't let the world know what these guys really think and what they really say. But every now and then one gets by, and this is one that got by, and I love it. He doesn't rent the Chicago Bears. He doesn't lease them. He owns them. And if you're going to go out there and play like he plays, why not state the obvious for everyone's satisfaction except those Bears fans? But they got a chance to stop them. They can't stop them. They haven't stopped them over the years. Why not say what's reality? You own them.
Marcellus, one QB that doesn't own anybody right now is our favorite guy, Jared Goff. And Jerry Goff got torn up by his head coach. How do you think he responds to that? And what do you make about calling out the quarterback? It doesn't seem to be a popular thing amongst coaches to individually call a guy out, but he was called out by Dan Campbell. Right. And how do you think it plays out afterwards?
Yeah, it's crazy. Dan Campbell's my teammate in Dallas, so I know him well. And look, before I call out Jared Goff, if I'm Dan Campbell, I got to look in the mirror. Why did you go full emotion? Why did you go cry for your team? Your team been playing great up to this point. Even though they've come out with all defeats, all losses, they were highly contended games, contentious games. And then coach goes all emotional, and then they come out like they ain't got any life, any heartbeat. So before I look at a player, I would be like, did I set the tone for this? And let these guys know how vulnerable we really are. But beyond that, I lived through quarterback controversies where you let those guys play that out on the football field, whether it's a battle at the position or a guy playing poorly at the position. You talking about it retroactively at a podium comes off more as grandstanding than it does as applied learning and teaching moments for your player. So I wouldn't say those things for the public's consumption, because the public can't fix it. All the public can do is react to whatever is fixed. If I'm Dan Campbell, this was a teacher moment for me to become a veteran head coach. You got to know that you got to keep some things indoors.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point. This guy, Dan Campbell's crying a week ago.
Flat out crying
and saying how proud he is of his team, which I assume included Jared Goff.
Yeah. Drew Brees texted him, by the way.
Did he? Did Drew Brees text Dan Campbell?
Yeah.
Okay. Saying what, he supports the move?
Oh, yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, man. And now you're calling. And Goff's got to be thinking, listen, I didn't sign here. I got traded here. I got dumped in Detroit. Right? I mean, how does he overcome that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like how we get drafted to a team our first few years in the league. We didn't pick that team. So if you want a player who becomes a good player to stay there, you got to keep them in good graces. And it's the same thing where if you're traded somewhere, like, hey, first moment of opportunity, Jared Goff grabs the leverage, he's going to be up out of there because he's like, look, it's either me or him. So it's just a setup for failure if you're Dan Campbell. Plus, it comes off as disingenuous. Like you said, last week, you literally were emotionally giving us a soap opera of how much you cared about us and cared about our performances and how heartfelt it was to see guys fight so hard. And then within a week, now you want to put one of us up as the piñata and have us struck down. Just doesn't make sense, and it certainly won't play well in that locker room.
Got to get you out of here on, we just talked about the only team without a win. Let's talk about the only team without a loss. Arizona 6-0, and they've beaten legit teams. I mean, they've gone to Tennessee and won, gone to the Rams and won, Cleveland and won, you know, beat San Fran. Like, this is not some Mickey Mouse schedule they've been dealing with. Kyler Murray has officially arrived, which should have been expected going first overall. Again, a shot, I guess, at Jared Goff indirectly. But are they the best team in the NFL, or are you still waiting to see how this plays out?
Yeah, shot at Jared Goff, shot at Baker Mayfield. Let's just be real about these number one overall picks. Like, hey, man, step it up. And these guys, and he's younger than those guys, so he's already passing up the OGs, the veterans. That's not supposed to happen in the NFL. Yeah, they're a for real team. I tell you why. Beyond all the simple analysis and what everyone else will say about this team, Kyler Murray, if you watch how he plays, he has the quickest feet I've ever seen of a guy with the ball in his hand so often. Why does that matter? I remember playing against Barry Sanders, and Barry Sanders is the most elusive player I've ever seen. But he didn't have the quickest feet, because he was a strider with quick feet. And what happens when you have such quick feet like Kyler Murray? Think about it. Every step he takes, he can make a micro decision because he's in perfect body position, and his body is going to allow him to make the pass down the field or escape from the rushers that are right in his face. So all of those micro decisions he can make, I mean, he can make more decisions than anyone because those little feet are just moving. And you can see him actually manipulate plays, dictate terms, just because in short space he has more decisions he can make than the defense can. And I'm telling you, it's adding up with the offense, the complexity of the style of offense, the fact that he's matured. They're playing great defense. They're getting pressure up front. They got talent, man. It's adding up to something crazy out there.
They look real good. Real good. Yeah, we'll leave it there, man. Enjoy the Monday Nighter. We'll do it again next week. Thank you, Marcellus.
All right, guys. Take care up there.
Marcellus Wiley from FS1, longtime NFLer.